Welcome back to the Early Room Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And so Sandy, Ukraine continues the war in Ukraine and Russia. There's an explosion next to a
nuclear plant
that in either side is saying the other guy did it, and they're talking about the impact could eventually wind up like a nuclear explosion.
Well, I think Amnesty International has gone in and has pointed out that the Ukrainians have been harboring troops and military personnel
in and amongst
civilian places,
right.
Apartment houses and shopping malls, etc.
Which is done throughout wars all the time.
Yeah, it's done in wars for the very purpose that we're now describing.
Right.
And the Russians are doing the same thing. They're harboring troops in and near this nuclear plant in order to make it impossible to shoot at them without endangering the nuclear plant.
Right.
So then the question becomes that in the analysis of the incident, who fired the rocket that caused the problem at the nuclear plant? Was it Ukrainians or Russians? They're both pointing fingers at one another. I shake my head and say, I don't know.
Who cares?
No, I do care, but it's sort of a who knows, and in a war this stuff is going to happen. And the problem I see, and I sort of put now Taiwan and Ukraine a little bit together, because Ukraine is the object lesson for us with respect to Taiwan. We're in Ukraine, and we stopped asking ourselves, why are we in Ukraine? How did we get there? Which is the important question, right? And now we're just looking at day-to-day issues and interest and information about what's happening in this war. And here we are in Taiwan at the very point where why we're here and how do we get and what could this lead to and why are we here and why are we taking these positions is of fundamental importance, because if we ever get Taiwan to the same position Ukraine is in, we have really got ourselves
a problem.
So
you brought Taiwan into it. I was going to talk about Taiwan. How do you pronounce it again? Taiwan. I was going to bring it in as a separate discussion, but they are kind of married together. When you look at what's happening right now in Taiwan and China's response to Nancy Pelosi wanting to come and clearly stick a finger in the eye of China,
yeah,
and say, hey, we're going to do what we want to do. We're the United States of America. And we have an obligation to Taiwan that we are going to protect them. Come on.
Well,
Sandy, they're not going to war. And China is sending this message. Do you see this? They're sending this to Taiwan. Do you see this?
Well, they're sending the message to the United States,
right.
Well, I mean, but the fact is that the situations obviously are different, but there's a great deal of similarity between them. The situation in Ukraine, if we continue to look back at, okay, why did it get here and how did we participate in that and why did we do that? You know, the question of why, it becomes much more difficult to answer in Ukraine, and it's also very difficult to answer in China. And I think the main reason is because our domestic politics, we talk about foreign affairs and our domestic politics in ways that have nothing to do with our real critical interest or our real intent in the international affairs. It has to do with machismo and issues within American politics, which create terrible problems. So, you know, in America, in domestic politics, it was very important for some reason to be anti-Russian. And I think that had to do with a Russophobia, a fear of Russia that was generated out of the Cold War and was in many respects a knee-jerk. It was an instinctive reaction. So beginning in about 2008, and from then on, we began to readopt this anti-Russian view of things, which prompted Russia to become very concerned about us. And we began to sponsor and foster this expansion of NATO into areas that were designed to actually to make Russia nervous. There had been an agreement in 1991 between Gorbachev and George Bush the First to basically keep the old Warsaw Pact, the Iron Curtain countries, and the old USSR republics neutral in terms of not being made a part of NATO. And yet, very soon after that, in 1998 and 2004, we made all these countries parts of NATO. China, let's go back there. In China, in 1979, we signed a treaty with the People's Republic of China.
One China policy.
In which we agree to a one China policy, which means that Formosa, Taiwan, is a part of China. And ever since 1979, we've been sort of reneging on that treaty, mainly from the standpoint of domestic politics, in which domestically we talk about Taiwan like it's a separate country, a separate democracy. Incidentally, it wasn't a democracy until 1999. It was an autocracy, and it's now become much more of a democracy since 1999, but it's not exactly the model of democracy even at this point. And so we began to walk back from that treaty by talking about Taiwan, by arming Taiwan, by talking about it as an independent nation, how we'd stand behind it. All this machismo talk within the United States domestic politics all the time, maintaining this policy with China that we called deliberate ambiguity, that was honoring the one China policy. So internationally, we've attempted to tell China that we mean it. But then fundamentally, we begin to take actions that suggest we don't mean it. And having Nancy Pelosi go to Taiwan and visit at a time when they've just elected someone who, instead of the Kuomintang, which was the party in power of Taiwan, was a party that claimed that it had power over all of China, and that was frustrated by our 1979 treaty. But it always recognized that Taiwan was a part of China, and it was asserting its power over all of China, just the way the People's Republic was. So I'm just saying, we're doing the same thing in China that we did in Ukraine. It was a mistake in Ukraine, but a war with Taiwan, between Taiwan and China, is going to be a horrific thing, and it'll be horrific for U.S. policy if we try to isolate China.
You know, Sandy, all of what you just said, the American people need to be aware of, and we need to be focused on it. And it doesn't need to just be something that was said and then we don't talk about it anymore. China's not doing what they're doing right now for any other reason. As you stated, send a message to the United States, but the American people need to take that heed. They need to heed that message.
Yes.
The average American citizen needs to be the one who focuses on this and asks the questions about it. Because in the end, this is a serious, serious situation. Got to go to a break. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. I mean, so-